Sweet Shop Shenanigans, written by Aria Lerendier and read by Litra. A supernatural fanfic, and part one of the Sex, Stanford, and a Sweet Shop verse. Summary. Gabriel may have a crush on the giant kid who comes into his sweet shop every single day. Sam might be addicted to the hot chocolate of the sweet shop next to his college. Pity Gabriel is a teasing jerk. There was something about chocolate at the end of a bad day. No matter how bad it got, chocolate, at least in some part, always made it better. And the best chocolate was always hot chocolate, at least for him. Sam adjusted his laptop bag and walked into Angelic Delights for the fifth time that week. It wasn't his fault they made addictive hot chocolate. Sasquatch! Sam winced. Amazing hot chocolate could only make up for so many things. My name is Sam Gabriel. I believe I told you that yesterday. So your last name is Gabriel? What a coincidence! That's my first name! He huffed and rolled his eyes. Gabriel, can't you just make my medium hot chocolate and let me go? Now where's the fun in that? I don't know, maybe it will make sure that I can go out of here mildly coherent, Sam shot back. You know, I rather like the idea of you stumbling around craving the sugar high that only my hot chocolate can deliver. Sam wanted to shoot back that he would be able to survive without it just fine, but he knew it'd be a lie. And there was something about lying to Gabriel that bothered him on a level he didn't want to talk about. Just give me a medium, please. Gabriel poured Sam a large, since it certainly looked like he could use it, and charged him for the medium. He gave Sam a winning grin. Here you go, kiddo. He took the cup of heavenly, delightful hot chocolate and sipped it. So what do I have to do to stop you calling me kiddo? I haven't been a kiddo in a long time. Or Sasquatch, for that matter. I would require your number, and maybe you naked spread out on my bed begging for me. Sam nearly spit out his next sip of hot chocolate and glared at Gabriel. That wasn't nice. Gabriel raised an eyebrow. You know what else isn't nice? The way you cover up that body of yours with all those layers. How do you know what I look like under all these layers? I've seen you running. You're hiding one gorgeous body. Gabriel stretched and poured himself a hot chocolate and topped it with whipped cream. You like running past my house in the morning. I'm usually about to leave when you go by. So, yes, gorgeous body. Legs that go on to heaven. And a chest I could spend the rest of my life licking chocolate off of. Yep, you've got it. He choked and shifted his laptop bag to cover the front of his jeans. No need to get turned on in a sweet shop. That would be bad form. Or maybe good, since Gabriel was teasing him and apparently trying to get a reaction. Gabriel took a long sip of his hot chocolate and licked away the whipped cream. So, are you proportional? I'm betting yes. Sam's eyes widened, and then he laughed. Do you ask this about all of your regulars? Only the ones I want to lick all over, that won't give me the time of day. Guess that would be quite a few then, since you seem to have had lots of practice. It was Gabriel's turn to laugh. And you must have turned down dozens of desperate men to have honed your rejection so perfectly. Sam raised an eyebrow in mimicry of what Gabriel had done earlier. Who said it was a rejection? I was merely stating facts. Gabriel inhaled so fast a little whipped cream went up his nose, and he coughed as it started to burn, ignoring Sam as he started laughing hard. Asshole. Now come on, is that any way to treat someone you want to lick chocolate off of? You're not doing a very good job of convincing me, Gabriel. Gabriel sucked in another breath that was thankfully whipped cream free. The angle of your laptop bag would suggest otherwise. Sam shrugged and smirked at Gabriel. I did mention that it wasn't a rejection, didn't I? He took another long swig of his hot chocolate and felt the warmth sink deep into his stomach. Good. He licked his lips, wishing there had been more. Gabriel groaned and stomped past Sam to the front door and flipped around the open sign. It was close enough to closing time anyways. "You are killing me here, Sasquatch." He was just glad that the apron was helping to hide his own reaction to the kid licking his lips like that. "Can't have that. I wouldn't want to deprive you of your chocolate syrup fantasies." Sam bit his lip for a brief moment, wondering if he was pushing the teasing too far. Gabriel hurried behind the counter and shoved what he was working on into the fridge, then shut down all of the ovens, turning the lights off next, before coming out next to the grinning giant.
"Don't worry, I'll blow your mind, Sam."
He grabbed a bottle of chocolate syrup in Sam's hand, a shiver running up his spine as he realized how small his hand was compared to Sam's.
"Fuck your hands!"
Sam blinked down at Gabriel and squeezed the hand enclosed in his. "Something wrong?" Fuck, he was really doing this.
"No, I think you single-handedly gave me a size kink."
Sam groaned. "Fuck, Gabriel! That pun was awful." Gabriel blinked and then started laughing, looking at their hands. "I mean that in a hot way, not in a pun way." Sam shook his head. "Why don't I believe you?" He reached up, latching his arms around Sam's shoulders before pulling him down to whisper in his ear. "You should, because I find the idea of you pinning me to the bed and fucking me until I scream unbelievably hot, and something that I need as soon as fucking possible."
"Right." Sam reached down, picking Gabriel up in an easy motion. "Please tell me your apartment is the one upstairs."
"Yep, bedroom's on the left." Gabriel laughed as Sam's mile-long legs sprang them into motion, making for the stairs at the back of the shop. Fucking gorgeous Sasquatch who loved his hot chocolate and dirty talking, he could do a hell of a lot worse. Reader's note. So recently I made a random comment on one of the stories further along in this verse. Arya then went and turned it into 3,000 extra words of porn. I thought I should thank her properly.